All right, check this out. I have never seen such shameless spinning in my entire life. People like Caroline Leavitt are going to lead to the destruction of this country as they continue to muddy the waters and play defense for Trump's unprecedented corruption. I don't want to waste any time. Let's just start off with this clip of Caroline Leavitt trying to defend Donald Trump's ballroom, more specifically, the increase in price that we continue to see. First, it was going to be a $100 million ballroom, then $200, then $300. And now it continues to go up. Take a listen.
I'm afraid. I just wanted to ask, because in July, the White House said that it would cost $200 million. Yesterday, the president said $300 million. Is $300 million now the operative figure, and why did it go up by so much?
$300 million is the figure, and again, it's not going to cost the taxpayers a dime. So we look forward to this project continuing, and we will continue to keep everyone apprised on it. Perhaps the president will even bring you all out to see it one day.
Okay, what's really important, the missing context, beyond the fact that the entire White House East Wing is gone, along with all of the history associated, is that Donald Trump is using the ballroom and his presidential library and Trump crypto coin for corrupt purposes. He's created multiple buckets that people can essentially funnel money into. One of those buckets happens to be the ballroom. The ballroom is being funded by not only mysterious companies who are trying to get favors, but also Donald Trump sued YouTube, this very platform, and tried to extort them for $22 million to go directly into the ballroom. He's done the same thing with ABC. He extorted them and said they can't get their merger done unless they donate money to his presidential library. By the way, if you want to support the Adam Mockler channel, no matter what, make sure you subscribe below. Go follow Adam Mockler on Instagram. We have a Twitter. I post everywhere. My thoughts are always on my Instagram and Twitter if you miss my lack of videos ever. But to continue, Chuck Schumer responds, honestly, you can't make this shit up, because Caroline Leavitt said, at this moment in time, the ballroom is really the president's main priority. Can I point out to everybody that Donald Trump said he would lower prices? That hasn't happened. Unemployment for every American has gone up, but mainly for young Americans and Black Americans. Unemployment for Black Americans and young Americans is an early indicator that the job market is weakening. And that means there is something nasty coming. I mean, the economy is already in a bad place, but that means there is something bad coming when unemployment for youth and Black Americans has skyrocketed since Trump took office. Here's Caroline Leavitt trying to downplay the corruption when it comes to Trump coin. This is another great example of a bucket that Trump has created to funnel money into. People can funnel endless amounts of money into Donald Trump's World Liberty Financial and in turn get favors. Think about Chinese-born crypto entrepreneur Justin Sun, for example. Take a look at this.
On different topics, if you'll indulge me. On the pardon of Changpeng Zhao, apologies if I'm mispronouncing that name, Binance has significant business interests with World Liberty Financial, the president's family's crypto company. How do you respond to the allegations from Democrats that this is a corrupt act?
I would respond and say the president is exercising his constitutional authority to grant clemency requests. And the president and the White House have a very thorough examination of every pardon request that comes to the president's desk. It is thoroughly reviewed by the White House counsel office. And I spoke with our great White House counsel about the pardon after it happened. This was an overly prosecuted case by the Biden administration. Even the judge in the case admitted that the Biden administration was pursuing a...
Dude, none of this is true whatsoever. And when you do more research, you find out that the dude who was pardoned was awful. So Binance has laundered money for ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and pedophiles. Zhang Zhengpao, who like literally was being prosecuted for scamming people, has been pardoned. President Donald Trump has pardoned Binance founder Changpeng Zhao, who created the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange and served prison time for failing to prevent criminals from using the platform to move money tied to child exploitation, drug trafficking, and terrorism. Our Department of Homeland Security, which is supposed to be preventing these things like drug trafficking and terrorism and child exploitation, is too busy beefing with people on Twitter. If you watched the last video that I made, they're currently memeing all over Twitter. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is getting favors from crypto billionaires. It's so obvious what's happening. So really quickly, just to back up, there's somebody named Justin Sun. He is a Chinese-born crypto entrepreneur who was not allowed to step foot back in the United States because the SEC was investigating him. The SEC realized this guy has been scamming Americans and manipulating markets, so he wasn't allowed to step foot in the United States or else he'd be arrested for this investigation. Well, when Donald Trump got into office, this guy invested I believe, $70 to $80 million. It might have been $90 million into World Liberty Financial. And then he was having dinners at Mar-a-Lago with Donald Trump. It's the most clear quid pro quo to help Donald Trump gain wealth ever. And Caroline Levitt sits there and tries to muddy the waters. Here's Caroline Levitt being further confronted, this time on Donald Trump's health or lack of health.
The president's Walter Reed visit, the readout from his doctor mentioned advanced imaging. What procedure was he referring to?
Advanced imaging.
I mean, okay, just listen to how shaken Caroline Levitt gets by this advanced imaging question.
Advanced imaging? What procedure was he referring to?
Advanced imaging is something that presidents receive and people receive when they go to the doctor. And so we provide a detailed readout of that physical, and I would encourage you back to that. I don't know the exact imaging that took place, but as the physician's note said, the president is in incredibly good shape, and I think that's evidenced here every single day.
I don't know. Friend of the show, Ahmed Baba, points out on Twitter regarding Shengpeng Zhao, Trump rewarded Zhao, a business partner who boosted his crypto venture, with a pardon for crimes that Zhao pled guilty to. He pleaded guilty to these crimes. Trading presidential favors for self-interest. You can't get more classically corrupt than this. Very, very true. And again, the amount of corruption seen in this administration is just unprecedented. Back in the 90s, Hillary Clinton got in a month-long scandal because a decade prior to Clinton taking office, Hillary made $100,000 off of cattle futures. She did this legitimately through trading, and people thought it was corrupt, so it was a months-long investigation, a massive scandal in the 90s. Now, Melania Trump just got a $40 million movie deal with Jeff Bezos. Now, Donald Trump is getting $400 million jets from Qatar. There are favors flying around like never seen before, and nobody's calling it out. I'm so sick of people like Caroline Levitt trying to play defense, run defense for an administration that is genuinely tearing down everything that matters about America. Why it matters. Trump has pardoned multiple people since his return to office in January, including those he thinks have been targeted by Joe Biden, but they weren't. Zhao pled guilty to doing this, to allowing money to be funneled for child sex trafficking, child exploitation, drug trafficking, violent crimes. Just think about this. The administration that claims to be protecting children is pardoning people who allow children to be abused. I'm going to leave it there, but if you made it to the end of this video, drop a blue heart. Make sure you've liked the video. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed for more breaking news on a daily basis, and I will see you all in the next one. Peace out.